Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you back, Malak. When we talk about the very notion of forgiveness, look, this is forgiveness. Psalm 130 verse 4 says, "But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be reverenced." And then you jump to Ezekiel 18:22. It says, "None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him," which means shall be recorded. You know, when someone has a criminal record, you know, it says, none of the transgressions remain on record. That is how we forgive. It goes with forgetting the criminal record. It means the records does not exist anymore of the offense. That's what it says. "Because of the righteousness which he had done, he shall live." This is in the word of Ezekiel 18:22. Malak, what comes to mind about this?
Let's imagine if Abayahu said, "You know what, you as my chosen people, my chosen nation, you have messed up.
Yeah.
So now it's over. I'm moving away from you. Kilovata, that I will start this.
Imagine.
Right, and start this new thing."
Sure.
So, but now he gives us an opportunity. Irrespective, our forefathers have sinned. Mm. Our forefathers have seen his mighty works. They've witnessed his mighty works. They had no reason for the golden calf. They had no reason not to trust him at all, because they walked with him. He was present in their midst, but they sinned. And now, here, Kirunayano allowed to still have the covenant, is Abraham, right, to say, through Isaac and Jacob, this is what they're going to inherit. Hanele Mutomo, hence I said, he could have changed and said, if Nelen Nanektorai, somebody else. But it shows every time. It does not handle emotions like you and me. So this is now what we have to learn, because now we have to look at Yahusha, the police.
Yeah.
That example whereby So it is for us to go and to learn, to study, to say, okay, in everything, am I in alignment? When this happened, what did Yahusha do? Because there were times when they wanted to stone him. There were times when they did so many things to him, but he still preached forgiveness. Now, there are things, there are baggages. You know, it's so sad, because Abba Yahuwah is teaching us through Yahusha, instead, we want to be holding these things. And these things are heavy. The scripture speaks of the path. The scripture is trying to make us aware. It's going to make it difficult for us to enter, because if the gate is a narrow gate, now and now, if Osabato who is Swarela Moto Omu, Quena Ulibaruk, or Rolling Botata. everyone. It's sad because then it becomes me. But we can see the love for Banabaha, how he's loved his children, that he says, okay, I'll start a new thing. I'll walk with you again. I'll give you the second chance. Because if it was not so, it could have been over, Garond. You know, so in his reign, we need to be able to understand, Kore, we are invited. And being invited, it is for us to learn this work, because we've been, the world has taught us evil things. We've eaten the fruit that is of evil. And now we don't want to repent. We don't want to come out of it, because this world is going to be destroyed. And now we have to be careful that we don't become casualties when it is folded as well. Because Abba Yahuwa now says, you know what? This was a mess, but now I'm starting a new thing. And in this new thing, it will be those that are willing to walk in obedience, those that are willing to walk according to my word. And if it is the word of Abba Yahuwa, not the word of Prophet Mangmang or Pastor Mangmang, is it in line with the word? Everything that is done, everything that I come and I speak on the radio, is it in line with what the scriptures are saying, or am I even coming to Kuyipuela Diyotaka Fela? So it is for us to understand that in him, the scripture says in the book of Colossians 2:11, in him you were circumcised, right? With the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of sin of the flesh, by the circumcision of Hamashiach. So that word salah, it has that circumcision to say now there's that restoration. And now it's because it's these people that chose, who, you know what, there are things, so I need to enter into some wilderness. I need to starve Babel inside of me, so that Babel should not be the one that is dictating the terms, but it should be the word of Abba Yahuwa that becomes my guide, that becomes my compass. At least I'm being led to the mark. We should not miss the mark. We have to meet what they call a bull's eye. Not go through, but we have to be spot on. We have to walk the talk. So now, it becomes important. If batho ba leng gore ra re dumela mo lentong la Abba Yahuwa, it is very important gore re ithute lefoko, re tlhaloganye tsela ya gagwe, because today it has been preached in so many ways whereby we've gone and we've mistranslated the scriptures, and we've misunderstood the scriptures, and now we have brought in our own knowledge, which is leading us astray.
Yeah.
So we are called back into his reign.
Okay.
With all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. We're touching base on the very issue of forgiveness, the nature of the true word. What does the word say with regards to forgiveness? And what have we come to make of it? Some of the theories we've developed over time about forgiveness, are they fitting with the word, or have we developed our own mechanisms, you know, on forgiveness? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We also have special guests, and Amelia Mabaso is also one of them. Amelia, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, family.
Hey.
The topic of today is forgiveness. Mm. Forgiveness is a spiritual virtue that is readily made available to make real life. Hence, it is highly impossible for real life to happen, for true life to happen without forgiveness. Mm. So forgiveness does the following things. Forgiveness nullifies wrath and it brings peace. Forgiveness unshackles the bondages. Forgiveness calls for freedom from condemnation. Mm. It also brings purity and holiness from defilement. The weight is lifted when one is forgiven. We see from the book of Luke 23, verse 34, Yeshua Amashia on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mm. It is very much important for the kingdom of God. That is forgiveness.
Yeah.
From his declaration, we learn that forgiveness is the right thing to do. Is a just and a noble thing to do. So we also learn from Psalms 103 verse 12 that as far as east is from the west, so will God throw away sins from us. We are forgiven. This means forgiveness.
Yeah.
Our Father who art in heaven, pity us. Mm. This is forgiveness. We see God promise those who take step of faith to believe in his only begotten Son, hallelujah, that their sins will be forgiven, that their sins will be wiped off, and their sins will be remembered no more. So in closing, Pastor Ring, I would love to say, it is God's expectation that his children should walk in forgiveness at all times. Stay blessed, my brother.
Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you. Brief and very wise. I really appreciate. May the Father do you exceptionally good.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Now, Professor, let me bring this to you. The aspect of forgiveness also, when you look into Matthew, okay, just before I go to Matthew, let me go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 17. Thus shall you say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin. For they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespass of the servants of Abba Yahuwah, the Elohim of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. And we see also blessed them. Eh? They went back with their backs carrying whatever cost they had brought on to get the wheat, the rice, the meal and everything. What say you when it comes to this? We seem to say, I forgive you, it's fine. but we don't talk. But it says here you also should give towards the person you forgive. Because forgiveness is a gift of pardoning. Yeah. Yes.
True, my brother. You know, what this verse brings about is the notion that in forgiveness, we need to be selfless and know that forgiveness is not the only thing that you're going to release. And something from us must follow to show up that we have truly forgiven. And we are seeing here the picture where Joseph is spoken to by the father saying, I know that, Joseph, you are in a position that you can do anything. You are in a position of either giving it or restraining forgiveness from them. So forgiveness gives you or puts you in a position of power. So you become a person who's occupying a position of power twice. Number one, you are the one who decides when to release that power to forgive. Number two, you become a person who decides when to bless. But the benefit is for both of you, which is what is beautiful in the whole thing. So while you are in the position where you need to release that forgiveness, yes, you are in a position of power because this person is dependent on you to get forgiveness. But you need to also remember that who are you not to forgive, because you were forgiven as well. So if I'm in a position with that, I need to forgive. Even if I can think at that position, at that point in time, I occupy a better position because I've been wronged. You must remember that continually staying in that position kills you, because you are in a position of detriment, a position that will decay you since you did not release what is due to somebody, because you are expected to release what is due to people, as the Bible also instructs us to do so. So Joseph was being spoken to by the father. He says, forgive the trespass of your servants, of the servants of God in this case, because they have wronged you. And we are seeing Joseph following up, showing what he has done in his heart by giving the gifts to the brothers who had wronged him before. So it means, other than the word of forgiveness, there must be an act that shows that you're forgiven. So it's not just the works of the mouth, but it's also the action that we must take to ensure that what we have said we've done has surely happened. Because sometimes we can say we have forgiven, and there are things that we are still not doing right because you have not released the blessing. So today we are being taught that in forgiveness is also a release of a blessing. It's also a release of that person from your heart, because you keep that person in your heart and then you are not also moving, because holding forgiveness from somebody keeps you in a position, you become stagnant, you don't move forward. How can you move while you're still burdened? Because you are weighed down by the heaviness of what is in your heart, by the heaviness of what you don't want to release to the next person. So in other words, if we are not giving the gift of forgiveness, we are weighing ourselves down and we are killing ourselves, and we are not going to be in the position where God wants us to be. So when we take this upon ourselves, it means we are carrying the revenge, and we want to pay the revenge ourselves instead of allowing God to be a big God, the God who he is in the lives of his people. In Colossians 3, verse 13 to 14, it says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these, on love, which is a bond of perfection. So in other words, when I fail to forgive, Brother Ray, I keep myself and my resources to myself. I am still not doing the word of God, which says we must bear with one another. So I don't show long suffering. I don't show that I love. I don't show that I'm accommodating. I don't show that I have the word of God, because the word of God says we must bear with one another. We must accommodate one another. We must love unconditionally. So if we have these things, we will also forgive without any reason. Some of us, when we are forgiving, we need people to come back to us, come and explain why you did what you did. So we still need explanations. We still need to feel great. We still need to feel as if we are in position or in authority. And we don't see that from the scripture. The scripture just says we must bear with one another and forgive
one another, and remember that we have also been forgiven. Even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. So it means what makes it easy for us to forgive is to remember what has happened to your life. What has the Father done to your life? The Father gave for you to be forgiven. The Father gave so that you can be restored. So it means when I have to restore someone else into a position of freedom, the position where he can operate fully as a child of God, I need to give something. If I have to give a blessing, I have to do that. I must give peace to that person, because some people, when they've done wrong to you, are even able, they cannot sleep because they know that they've done wrong. But sometimes they don't have words to come and utter and ask for forgiveness. But for us who know better what it takes for a person to come to you, you must be the one who goes to that person and start speaking the words of life and speak a blessing in the same way like Joseph has done to his brothers. They came in need. He could have said something different. He could have said, you guys did this and that to me, and I'm not going to allow you to come back again. I'm not going to help you. But instead, he accommodated and accepted them and began to release what he had. Mm. And what he released also sustained them and restored the lives of the brothers. Mm. They became people whom God wanted to be again, because somebody released forgiveness.
Wow. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate this. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this, the very aspect of forgiveness. Lisapo is also, you know, she'll be working with me in many aspects. You'll be seeing her around the spaces, man. Lisa, greetings, welcome.
Brethren, as we share a few thoughts on the topic of forgiveness, let us remember that God is faithful and just. Forgiveness is one of the most central themes in the Bible, and it is something that shapes how Christians live out their faith in their daily lives. In Christianity, forgiveness begins with God. The Bible teaches that all people have fallen short of God's standard, but through His mercy, we can be forgiven.
Mm.
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this verse reminds us that forgiveness is not something that we earn with our actions, how we behave, what we have done, or what we've sacrificed, what we've given up, and what we did for others, and how sorry we feel, and all of that. It's not something that we earn. To say, I worked for this forgiveness, I worked to be where I am, I have worked to earn God's favor, I have labored to earn God's grace. It's not something that we earn, but it is a gift freely given by God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus placed a great emphasis on forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer recorded in Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, He teaches us to pray, "Forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors." Right after teaching this prayer, Jesus adds, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." This shows that forgiveness is not optional. It's not something that you decide as a person to say no. Because of what they did and because of the depth of their offense, I will never forgive that person. Yes, we may say that because we are hurt, and the reality of what another person has done to you, it is so heavy that you cannot comprehend how they were capable of doing what they did, and it's hard for you to go deep inside of your heart and find it in your heart to forgive them. But it's not optional. Jesus has instructed us to forgive. Jesus is putting an emphasis on us as Christians, as people who profess our faith in Him, to forgive, to live in forgiveness, you know. So forgiveness is not optional. It is part of a Christian life. Whosoever professes their faith in Christ must live in forgiveness. Sometimes every day, sometimes every hour, every second, you must forgive. You must just find it in your heart to live in forgiveness and know that, I don't have it in me to carry this weight and not forgive, you know, even when it's hard. Now, perhaps most of the powerful examples of forgiveness in the New Testament is found in the cross. Yes, in the cross. As Jesus was being crucified, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." This is in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Even in his suffering, Jesus showed forgiveness to his enemies. This demonstrated the radical nature of Christian forgiveness. It even extends to those who hurt us. It doesn't matter how deep they did it, but extending that faith and going deep inside of your heart to find forgiveness there, it shows that you actually fear God more than to follow what's in your mind and what your mind is telling you about the current situation you are facing. You choose to look into the direction of God and the reverence that you have for his word to say, no, God says forgive, so I will forgive. God has forgiven me in the past, so I will forgive, you know. So Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 that get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven you. So forgiveness brings healing and peace in us. Forgiveness is not actually about the other person, but it is more about us, you know. So forgiveness is both an act of obedience to God and a pathway to freedom for ourselves. So in summary, forgiveness in the Christian perspective is rooted in God's mercy towards us through Jesus Christ. That's why I said, when you are dealing with an issue of having to forgive someone, I think we should look back at how God has forgiven us, what God has forgiven us for through the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will find that you obtain mercy through Jesus Christ, and so does the other person deserves to obtain grace and mercy through Jesus Christ, you know, because after all, we are all created in God's image, because we have been forgiven and we are called to forgive others, even when it's not easy, especially when it's hard. But by practicing forgiveness, we reflect the love of Christ and we bring peace in our relationships and in our communities. This is the part where we display our faith, the faith that we profess in Jesus Christ. We get to practice it, you know, through forgiveness. So forgiveness is not optional, but it is us displaying the mercy of God, the grace of God, the love of God to his creation. The creation that was created in his image. Stay blessed.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Lisapo there. Thank you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Babongani. Okay, it looks like I don't have Babongani here in the way I should have him. Huh? How can that be? Not having him. How? Kunjani Babongani?
Evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, true forgiveness. Ukuthethelela kweqiniso. Forgiveness is not something which is man-made. It was designed from heaven before the foundation of the earth. God forgave us when he sent Jesus to die for our sins. God has designed forgiveness for our mutual benefit on earth. We must have God's love. Numbers 14 verse 19 to 21 says, "Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt even until now." 20. The Lord said, "I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." Forgiveness gives the other person another chance to make corrections. God applied the technique of forgiveness at the cross. If someone do wrong, we must not crucify each other as a penalty. God does not teach us to crucify each other, but to forgive each other as Jesus was teaching his disciples. Matthew chapter 6 verse 12 and 14 says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." 14, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." We must not continue to feel bitter while we have been offended. We don't have to be selfish if others do wrong to us. Forgiveness is very powerful. It is a spiritual phenomenon. If you are forgiven, your mind and your heart will be cleansed. While we are living, we need to ask for forgiveness, which comes from the heart. True forgiveness must come from the heart, not from the lips and mind. God will forgive those who forgive their brothers from the heart. Three results for true forgiveness. One, it will have reconciliation. The relationship will be restored. According to God, there is no sin that cannot be forgiven. Love is able to cover multitudes of sin. We must have love in action. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8 says, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." 2. Purification. To be taken back to the original state. To restore to originality makes it to be on the right state with God. He is able to clean the files in our mind. 3. Remittance is to pay off. God paid for our sin with the wonderful blood of the Lamb. God dropped all charges on us. We were forgiven of our sins. Micah chapter 7 verse 18 to 19 says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. 19, he will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities." Isaiah 43 verse 25 says, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. True forgiveness cancels the past and face the future confidently. It changes relationships from enmity to friendship. Problems are resolved through forgiveness that will bring restitution. A problem cannot be solved by screaming and shouting at each other. Remove the problem. For you to have a good relationship, if you can't forgive, confess, and ask God to help you, the forgiveness makes us to enter into the new beginning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." God says we must forgive 77 times 7. This means we forgive many times. We can read that in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. Luke chapter 17, verse 3 to 4. Choosing to forgive, determined to walk in love, knowing his grace and forgiveness covers all. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit. Your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Godfrey.
Good evening. Brother Ray and your guests and the listeners.
My brother.
The topic of today of forgiveness. Oh Christ, remember, he came to fulfill the law because the Jews, the East and the Israelites, all of them, the descendants of Jacob, failed to keep the laws that were given to them in Mount Sinai. One of the laws in Exodus chapter 21, verse 23 and 24, it says life for life, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, and then hand for hand and foot for foot. We are sure now when he returns to restore and forgive them, he shows them, he tells them, Uti, and then forgive those who have wronged you. He was repealing that commandment which says eye for an eye. Then he was telling them, from now on, if somebody cog your eyes or cut your hand, you don't need to do the same to him. That's what this is about. But I'm not also overlooking or bypassing or saying forgiveness, we shouldn't forgive. We should forgive. But yeah, I don't know if after forgiving, if somebody continues and continues, it also tells us that if your brother sins against you 7 times, forgive him 7 times 7 or 7 times 70. Yeah, forgiveness is quite important, because forgiveness is for people who don't deserve it. But Mina, my understanding about forgiveness that Christ is talking about, he was talking to the Jews, trying to tell them that you're no longer required to chop people's hand. You're no longer required to cog somebody's eye out if somebody has remove somebody's eye. You don't need to chop somebody's foot if somebody has cut somebody's foot. That's what he was trying to tell them, in a nutshell. That's how I understand it. I'm standing for correction on this, in this regard. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. I really appreciate. Thank you so much, my friend. Trying to play all, and I think so that our guests can have the concluding remarks on this one, the very aspect of forgiveness, what it is all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Spanele!
Good evening, Uncle, and good evening, everyone. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahushua Mashiach. Today, I'm going to be telling you about forgiveness before I can open my two verses. Forgiveness means when someone does the wrong thing to you and you have to forgive them. And you cannot have revenge on someone who has done the wrong thing to you. Like when someone breaks your pen and like break your ruler, you should forgive them. And you should forgive them even before they can say sorry. Now I'd like to say my first verse. Matthew 6 verse 12. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. That means if we ask for forgiveness from God, we should make sure that we forgive others first, and we also should forgive them. We should also forgive them even before they can say sorry. And after that, we can come to God saying, God, can you forgive me for 1, 2, 3? Now I would like to read my second verse. Ephesians 4 verse 32. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. That means you should be kind-hearted to forgive one another, and you shouldn't stay angry for a long time, because that's gonna make it too hard to forgive one another, and sometimes it's gonna make you feel like you want revenge and you feel like you want to give them a punishment. So you should forgive them as God has also forgiven you through Christ. Thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to read my two verses. I thank you all for listening to me. Amen.
Amen, my girl. We thank you so much. We appreciate you like never before. Thank you very much. All right, send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Of course, we are talking about forgiveness and what the word says, the model that the Father has set for us, and what we seem to be doing. It's something that comes to mind, something that I continuously am asking. Are we doing well?
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, PO Box 412-365 Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280 or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you, Malak. Let me bring this to you, and let me hear from you as to what you say now. This is amazing, you know, Acts chapter 5:31. Him, Abba Yahuwah, has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Yasharal and forgiveness of sins. This is a gift from above. We can never shy away from that. We should acknowledge that. What say you, sir?
Tikaraba, kikapile nyana fela, I would go ba urumele usinyana na fetso phone. Just text my number, please. As a belief.
Don't worry, professor will give you the numbers.
All right.
Beautiful.
Shalom raba. Malak. It is quite important to understand who Yahusha is, right, and the purpose of him coming on the Arat, which is the earth. As the scripture said, him has Yahuwah exalted with his right hand to be the prince and the savior, to give repentance to Yashara and forgiveness of sins. What is important, Ahi, in this Rebanganya something quickly, is to know that now, when we speak of Yasharal, we have Yasharal that is by blood, but we have Yasharal which is by adoption. And I know why this name Yasharal. Yasharal would mean the upright, the pure. So now, it's those that are wanting purity, those that are wanting to walk in righteousness, those that are desiring Abba Yahuwah, that now in this, we can say now, Yahusha comes and he dies for them. He comes to, his death is more of a churichulula. So now, in this, that is what we need to understand. That is why he becomes the Savior. In Matthew chapter number 1, verse 21, it says he will come to free his people from their sins. Because really, there's so many things that we have adopted. And the Zaylunguri, right now, they have ended up being part of us. So now, Humusula Tata Huriano, Otori Tusa, Arban Tetela Yan Niti, Nibu Pelo, Elunguri, Irisa Kumutulo Bosa Kutin. That is why we can say now, he comes and he comes to give repentance to Yasharal, so that Yasharal rehatswehe remetlim, so that we can be able to enter into this everlasting kingdom. Being reminded, for in this kingdom, no sin, no death, no pain and sicknesses are allowed. So we can now see, for it, now we come to be washed, we come to be purified, in order for us to be able to enter, because with all these that we are carrying, this unforgiveness, ritual, and hatred.
Live life. life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. Sorry that we somehow lost Barukia. We lost him there. I don't know what happened, but it happens much of the times that when we come around these times, we lose them. Anyway, you can still send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are keen to hear from you with regards to this. Very much keen to hear from you. And, of course, you can also drop us a voice note. We want to hear from you on the voice note also. All right. Malak, we seem to have gotten cut there. You can continue. You can continue.
To the rabbi. Again, now, with him, that is why now he becomes, insists on that he's exalted with his right hand to be the prince and the savior in order to give Yasharal repentance, because meaning that Adam has lost, right, has lost the crown. Adam has, he ended up being chased out of Eden. Now, Yahusha restores us. He brings the restoration. He sends us back to the Garden of Eden, which also can symbolize the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah. So it becomes so much important to us to understand and through Yahusha, because Yahusha being this right hand, being this prince that is appointed by Abba Yahuwah himself. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Malak. Professor, let me bring this to you just after a jiffy.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now I'm looking into Acts chapter 13, verse 38 says, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. Now, the very aspect of the forgiveness of sins is actually the gospel. Forgiveness is a powerful aspect and pillar of the gospel. What say you, Professor? Finally.
Thank you, my brother. Forgiveness is one of the very important messages of the gospel, because everything starts from there. And here we are finding the disciples reiterating the same message. Let it be known to you that through this man is preached to you the gospel of forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
So it means it was bringing clarity to what was happening to each and every soul that was receiving Yahusha as the Lord and Savior. So you are not just getting the healing of the body, but you are also getting the healing of the spirit, where the spirit goes back to the Father, where there is that communication between the spirit of man and the spirit of the Father. So which was an introduction of this message that had to be known to all the nations. And what I was thinking about here, brother, is that in as much as we know, we need to continually pray, continually to be one with the Father through prayer. Forgiveness is also expected to be the same thing that we do daily like that, because we are not going to be able to pray and call on the name of the Lord if we have not forgiven. Because when the disciples, Peter here, was asking how many times must we forgive, and the number that is given is a number that you cannot reach in one day. So it means for you to be able to breathe, for you to be able to live, to be a living believer, you need to live a life of cleanliness, and your spirit must be clean. It must be able to breathe. So it means you can't have anger, you can't have anything in your heart. So you must release things through forgiveness, through making sure that the word of God lives in you, so that you can be able to speak to the Father, because you can't speak to him if you have they're going to say to the Father. Show you things that are in your heart. So I can't be ascending the throne of grace in prayer if I have not forgiven some of the people that I know exactly that I'm struggling to forgive. So it means the starting point for me to even talk to the Father is to go back and forgive people first before I could ascend my altar of prayer. So it gives us that oxygen. It gives us that breather. It keeps us alive when we forgive, because I know I don't have any filth. I don't have any debt. I can be able to speak to the Father with confidence, and there is nothing that I'll be judged by. And we must remember that the accuser of the brethren is always standing to see whether we'll be able to do the right thing. So if I don't forgive, the accuser has words to speak to the Father. So it means even my prayers can be hindered by me not forgiving the people I should be forgiving.
Right. And next week, we are going to be talking about being dead in sin. What does it mean to be dead in sin? That is what we will be talking about next week. And I want to thank all our guests. Sipati Tabudi Lisapoe, I want to thank you also. Amelia Mabaso, thank you very much for gracing us with your time. And I know your schedules are very busy, but at least you took time to do this. Thank you. For those who sent voice messages to the studio, thank you very much. Godfrey, thank you. Babongani, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you far much more abundantly. And I want to say thank you, Malak Tuda. How? Where are you now? Professor, are you there?
Tuda Rabah Malak.
Oh, Tuda. Yes, Malak.
Please, may it be well with you and your household. Also to Professor Wilson Desi and your household. May Abba Yahuwah continue to barak you and to keep you. Hallelujah. May the blessings overflow. Also to the family of Radio Pulpit, may Abba Yahuwah keep us until we meet again next week. Shalom, Rabah.
Shalom. And Professor, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home.
Thank you, my brother. I'll do so. You do the same. A special blessing to you and your family and Brother Paruki and the family, as well as our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Blessings to you all till we meet again. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. And coming up next, Men's Dialogue. And remember that this is a show for men. And many people continue to ask me and say, why did you put just one organization there? We have very much, many issues. And let me tell you, there's so much more that is coming in store with regards to Men's Dialogue. So much. And there is a live Men's Dialogue program that is taking place every day on social media. And then also it's going to YouTube very soon. And I think we will meet also with Barukia on YouTube. Since he has opened his new channel there. But also it's live on TikTok. It's live also on WhatsApp. We saw WhatsApp as the one that works quite good for us. It's live on WhatsApp, so you can always join and talk to men. There are quite a lot of men. So it's coming up next. As for me, Ray, it's been great. And I say, Tuda! Rabah!
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.